Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple CEO Tim Cook recently agreed to testify to the House Antitrust Committee. As it turns out, the committee has already heard from Microsoft's president, who reportedly expressed concerns about the App Store. According to a report from The Information, the committee interviewed Brad Smith, president and chief legal officer of Microsoft, several weeks ago. While the committee invited Smith primarily so he could provide Microsoft's perspective as a big tech company that has previously faced antitrust regulation, the Microsoft executive also discussed his company's concerns about the way Apple operates the App Store, which is the issue at the heart of the investigation. Smith reportedly expressed concerns about what Microsoft and others have viewed as the arbitrariness of Apple's practices around approving apps. He also criticized Apple's requirement that developers use the company's payment mechanism through their own apps. As part of this investigation, Tim Cook will testify to the committee in less than a week on Monday, July 27th. In addition to Cook, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, Sundar Pichai from Google, and Jeff Bezos from Amazon will also all testify. In other news, new data from Counterpoint Research highlights the effects that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on smartphone sales. According to the data, smartphone sell-through volumes in the United States fell by 25% year-over-year during the second quarter of this year. But the iPhone SE represented a bright spot for the market and for Apple. The data shows that Apple's sell-through volumes fell by 23% year-over-year, but its performance during the quarter was significantly helped by the new iPhone SE. The entry-level device is said to be selling above expectations and is also unlikely to cannibalize iPhone 12 sales this fall. This is due primarily to the fact that the iPhone SE is attracting a different type of buyer than the iPhone 12 will. According to the research, over 26% of iPhone SE buyers in the US are switching from an Android device, which is higher than the normal rate of Android to iOS switching. Additionally, over 30% of iPhone SE buyers come from using an iPhone 6S or older. These people aren't necessarily looking for the latest and greatest, but instead want an experience that is familiar and easy to use with a low learning curve. And finally, the research estimates that smartphone sales for May through the end of June grew week over week, while June 2020 sales were stronger than June 2019. What this signals is that the smartphone market has started to recover in the United States ahead of this fall's release of the iPhone 12. We are sponsored this week by Griffin. When Apple launched the new iPhone SE, Griffin brought back its most popular cases as well, offering a number of its classic cases for the classic iPhone SE design. Reintroducing a proven design with all new technology, iPhone SE owners can protect their new device with the lightweight Survivor Strong cases from Griffin. The cases are available in two options, Survivor Strong and Survivor Clear. The cases are said to have both been engineered and tested to surpass military standards, and they can handle bumps, scratches, and even drops from multiple feet without getting in the way. The Griffin Survivor iPhone SE cases are now available for purchase starting from just $19.99, but 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save an additional 15% with code 9TO5Survivor. You can learn more at the link in the show notes below, and my thanks to Griffin for their support of 9to5 Mac daily. Rounding out today, Apple has committed to being 100% carbon neutral for its entire supply chain by 2030. Apple's own operations have been 100% carbon neutral for more than 2 years, but committing to applying the same standards to the supply chain is even more impressive. The company said that its commitment includes boosting its use of recycled materials and recycling of discarded products, so that carbon neutrality applies to the complete life cycle of all Apple products. What this means, according to Apple, is that every Apple device sold will have a net zero climate impact by 2030. Apple's 10-year roadmap includes a focus on a series of actions that will lower emissions. First, Apple says that it will continue to increase the use of low-carbon and recycled materials in its products, innovate in product recycling, and design products to be as energy efficient as possible. Second, Apple will identify new ways to lower energy use at its corporate facilities and then help its supply chain make those same changes. Third, Apple will remain at 100% renewable energy for all of its own operations and continue learning from that process and applying the same changes to its supply chain. Apple will also tackle emissions through technological improvements to processes and materials needed for its products. And finally, carbon removal. Apple is investing in forests and other nature-based solutions around the world to remove carbon from the atmosphere. Carbon removal is, of course, not the same as not generating it in the first place, but it's still a huge commitment and one that Apple hopes will inspire other companies. So far, Apple says that it has commitments from over 70 suppliers to use 100% renewable energy for Apple production, a number that will continue to grow as we advance through this 10-year roadmap. And last but not least, Apple emphasizes that it engages with governments, businesses, non-governmental organizations, and consumers around the world to support policies that strengthen environmental protections and the transition to clean energy. You can read Apple's full 10-year roadmap at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.